This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Imagine a big opera premiere opening on the same night as the Super Bowl, in the same city as one of the big game teams. That's just one of the turns in the opera Great Scott, which opens this Friday in Dallas. Some operas are bigger than life. Others are based on real life. This one blends both. In a storied European opera house, the lead character, Arden Scott, finds the music for an old opera in the back of a drawer. She decides she wants to sing the part of Rosa della Rosa, a bel canto role of fluid and challenging vocal lines. The work has never been heard before. Mezzo-soprano Joyce DiDonato is one of the stars of Great Scott. In effect, she's singing two roles, Arden Scott and her character Rosa della Rosa.
Rosa's journey in the opera Rosa della Rosa is breathtaking. She's made to sacrifice herself to save the people of Pompeii. Arden Scott, hers is quite personal and in some ways feels autobiographical. She's an American diva coming home, doesn't quite fit there anymore. She's not sure that she's made a difference.
This old opera will have a premiere in the home city of one of the Super Bowl teams, the same night. The twist allows composer Jake Heggie and librettist Terrence McNally to mix contemporary and old-fashioned operatic styles. McNally, who first worked with Heggie on Dead Man Walking, wrote the story.
What is opera meant to be, a repository for the works of the 19th century? Or does opera have a real role in our life as 21st century people? And it argues that too.
The blend of eras challenged Heggie. He's best known here for Moby Dick. It premiered in Dallas 5 years ago. He used McNally's script to explore bel canto writing. Both men knew they wanted DiDonato and the other key performers.
We both feel very strongly we have to know who we're writing for and how we can imagine them presenting it and performing it.
Heggie's written for DiDonato before. As soon as she heard he and McNally wanted her, it was an easy yes. She calls both geniuses.
Jake said, "What do you want to do?" And we batted about titles, we batted about ideas. And I said, "Jake, you know, it doesn't matter, but can we please do a comedy?" And a week or two later, I called him back. I said, no, I want an old-fashioned mad scene. Well, leave it to Jake and Terrence. They've found an original story that actually accomplishes both of those.
Heggie is happy Dallas invited him back to do this.
It feels miraculous and a dream come true and a homecoming as well. And there's no place like home.
It feels that way for McNally, too. The multiple Tony winner has influenced every opera Heggie has written. But it's a homecoming for McNally, not just because he's working with Heggie again.
I've always been an opera lover since the sixth grade. It began in Dallas, Texas. I went to Christ the King School for a few years, and our nun played opera records for us, and I liked opera right away. So it all began here. So I've come home, too.
DiDonato's home plays a role as well. On the same night she sings the Dallas premiere, there won't be a Super Bowl, but her hometown Kansas City Royals will play in the World Series. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.